It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. His compassion, they faileth not, but his mercies, they're new. When are they new? Every morning you wake up, you meet new mercy. Every morning you wake up, you meet a new opportunity. We thank God for his faithfulness. Excuse my tardiness on this morning. We are indeed grateful for the Lord and his mighty power, his faithfulness and his goodness unto us. And we are thankful for his faithfulness and his goodness unto us. We are seeing so many testimonies. After testimony, after testimony, after testimony of the power of prayer, of the power of prayer, of the power of calling on the name of the Lord, of the power of not letting go until you get your miracle, not letting go until things begin to change, shift, and turn in your life. Yes, we are seeing a demonstration of the power of God and can be stopped and will not be blocked. For nothing shall be able to separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. We are praying to the God of vengeance. We are praying to the God of vengeance. What do you mean we're praying to the God of vengeance? We are praying that every individual who is fighting against you, every individual, the Bible declares in Psalm 35, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. We are praying today that those who are fighting you, those who are coming against you, those who are trying to stop you and block you and hinder you from reaching your place in God, that individual who just keeps on agitating you, keeps on attacking you, keeps on doing things to you. We are praying. Bosheke Mikalamanda, by the power of the blood, by the blood of the covenant, we are praying that God is moving on your behalf and he's fighting them that fight against you. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Ho Bashande Ye Mandala Basaya. Say in the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, it is written in your word that you will fight against them that fight against me. Holy Ghost, fight on my behalf. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, we thank you that according to your word, no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn. God of vengeance, God of vengeance, God of vengeance, God of justice, God who does not allow wrong to go unpunished, who sits high and look low. I decree, O Debashanda, I decree, Lord, that you are fighting on my behalf, that you are moving on my behalf, and you will declare that I will see in the land of the living justice on my behalf for the individual who is fighting against me. Father, there are those who are setting up, who are fighting me, who are warring me, who desire to see me go under and are commanding my demise. But Father, I meshele lebande lebekota litanda labashati ninianda omana mamasha elamo sheke ebanziki biankalamaya ladalabanshata. Mandelele Bobo Surabanda Roboku Kundele Mealaba Shitele Bendelebe Ekobasha. But God of vengeance, Father, I declare that that individual who fought me, that individual who desired to see me go under, may they not rest, may they not sleep until Hobashata they repent for the deed that they've done against me. Father, in the land of the living, may I see it with my own eyes, not in the next generation, but in this generation. May I see a demonstration of the judgment of God against those who fight me, against those who fight my family, against those who fight KCC, against those who war against me and desire to see my demise. Hey, Bosha, Haya, Handelebe Ekobashata, Holamandia, Zinemandele Keto, Lutulini Mikikesha, Labasha, Lebashalama, Lemandele Bekebo, Sutuleleme, Viandeleme Asi, Silo, Musha, Musha, Mushemende, Lemandele Bekosa, Robo Solumande. Lift your voice and pray to the God of vengeance. Appeal to the God of vengeance. Speak to the God of vengeance. Hey, Basha. Omandebe, Lilanda Lala Basha, I append to the God of vengeance. Oh God, handle this situation. Handle this situation. Handle this situation. And let me see it. Shine forth and let them know that you are God and you are God alone. Oh Basha. Ye mandebe so. Ula mandele meketa. Eba shatala. Le bandele bekoba. In the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 15, verse 13. Sister Joy, let me know if Pastor Butler is on this call. I want him to take a prayer point after this one. Matthew chapter 15, verse 13. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father have not planted shall be rooted up. I said, every plant which our Heavenly Father have not planted shall be rooted up. We are praying this morning, let every evil seed, let every evil plant, let every evil tree in my life be uprooted. Raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, every evil plant, every evil seed, every evil tree be uprooted, be uprooted. Be uprooted in the Nebashike. Be uprooted now. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, we come against every evil plant. Father, we know by revelation that the enemy has planted. He came in and did evil. And at nighttime while we slept, the enemy came and planted attacks and came and planted individuals, came and planted people in our life who are in place to destroy us at a time-sensitive time. But in the name of Jesus, Father, every evil plant, every evil individual, Father, every evil plant that is planted in KCC Charlotte, that is planted in KCC Houston, that is planted in KCC Jacksonville, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that every evil plant is being uprooted, uprooted, uprooted. Uprooted. Hey, Hoshaba, Father, in the name of Jesus, every evil plant in the life of my wife, every evil plant in the life of my sister, every evil plant in the life of my husband, in the life of my brother, hey, Bashaka, every evil plant, Yaba, Yaba, Yabasa, Yabasoto, Utabasheke, Lekele Mandalabasa, Ilibi andala oshekele, rebe se tondele me, limandile me ekola la basha, shata, may every evil plant be uprooted. I laid an axe to the root of every evil plant, of every evil tree, of every evil individual that has been planted in my life. Father, just like you said that we shall be called the planting of the Lord, and you plant individuals. I know by revelation that the devil has planted individuals in my life, people that I am to trust, that the enemy wants me to trust, that they might use things against me, people that the devil wants me to trust and lean on. But in the name of Jesus, may every evil friend, may every evil plant, may every evil person, may every evil individual that has been planted in my life from the pit of hell, I lay the axe to the root, and I command every evil plant, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted. I release a bomb on every plan. I release a bomb on every plan. I release a bomb on every plan. Every individual that was sent from hell, that was planted in my life, in the name of Jesus, I uproot them. Father, every evil usher, every evil greeter, every evil musician, every evil preacher that has been planted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted. Labashata, lebesheke, likandele meala, labashata lolomo, mulandele meese, sile vendele de kizala, zalaban shato. Robo sakuna lemendele beketa litanini mi anso sonomo shike hey halabasha be uprooted fandele de vikili di dikian salamoya robo sakulamanda lakadile bi eshne lekelele bandele behotaya halabohoto yoto nonomo sutune mi kikala rabase tele ba andele esha kamandele be labaladasha. Shemanda, pray, pray, pray that every evil plant be uprooted. Pray that every evil tree be uprooted. Pray that every evil seed be uprooted. Father, in the name of Jesus, every negative seed that was planted in my life against my leader, every negative seed that was planted in my life against my friend, every negative seed that was planted against individuals who were sent to be a blessing to me, I uproot every evil seed out of my life, out of my will, out of my soul. May those plants be uprooted. Hey, may those plants be uprooted. Hey, shata, here, landalebe hoko, rukonini mi andalele basha, haya, hilamanda, haya, hatalabohosha, yambie sekele, labaladasha, lebandelebe kosoya, robo salumande, menini miki kalamanda, hatalawantalamaya, rambibibi esa, mendele basha, shitanana mohosha. I pluck it up from the root. I pluck it up from the root. I pluck it up from the root. Be removed. Be removed. Be removed. Be removed. Be removed. Be removed. Pluck up. Pluck up. Pluck up. Pluck up. Pluck up. Pluck up, Basha. According to Ecclesiastes 3, there's a time to plant, and there's a plan to pluck up that which is planted. I pluck it up. I pluck it up. I pluck it up. Every evil planting in the name of Jesus. Pastor Butler, go ahead for the next 10 minutes and pray while I get my voice. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Amen. We are praying our next prayer. We're going to pray for our leader. We're going to pray for the man of God. And I want us to always be sensitive and understand. And I trust that because you have been upon this prayer call for the past 3 weeks, that you have seen that God has used him to usher, push, and propel us closer to him and get your prayer life, your dedication, and your drive back. But in doing so, never forget that it comes at a cost. So we're going to pray for the set man, the man of God, because, amen, as he puts out the enemy, makes him a prime candidate, but we are the spiritual Abishas, we are the covering, amen, and we're sensitive enough to realize that as God is constantly using him, amen, it is our position and our job to cover him as he recovers. So even now, amen, let's lift our right hand. We're praying for our leader. Amen. Hebrews 13:17 says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. So we don't want to, amen, have us on here rejoicing and all the rest of that, and then yet we don't submit and yield quality into the instructions and the mandates that comes out of his mouth, and moreover, cover him while, amen, he is covering, praying for your family, children, and household. Amen. Lift your right hand. Say, Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we recognize that you are using Prophet Brian Karn to strengthen your people, to cause us to hunger and thirst after righteousness. And thank you for using him as a go-between between heaven and earth, Father God, to cause us to get back in our position and assignment of prayer. Because of that, we stand in the gap for him, and we make up the hedge, and we decree and declare strength in Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray. Your Majesty, glory to God. We humbly bow ourselves before your throne, realizing that you're King of kings and you are Lord of lords. And you are the God of divine order. Therefore, as we humble and honor and submit ourselves to your authority, hallelujah, so likewise help us to surrender the gifts, amen, that you have given unto us to those who you have placed over us. Cause us to honor, glory to God, basete. Cause us to honor you as we honor you and submit to them, and particularly even our set man, hallelujah, the visionary, amen, Prophet Brian Carn, as we submit to you. We choose to willingly obey, hallelujah, your commands, and give double honor to your servant, Prophet Brian Carn Jr. We gladly submit to you, hallelujah, and to you, Lord God, we give you glory. We submit to you through him, hallelujah, our time, our energy, our efforts, our resources, hallelujah, our support. Well, glory to God, the obedience as unto you, Lamb of God. In doing so, our lives are being made the better. Our lives are being made an asset to the kingdom of God and not a liability. So therefore, we stand right now against every opposing spirit that would try to, Lord, attack him in the hour, hallelujah, that he is depleted from his strength, even as David, Father, that came, Lord, in desire to go into the battle. Now let him find a time of rest. And now we take up, Lord, the position of arms. We take up the position, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, of engaging into warfare. And Father, as he's engaged in warfare for our children, our loved ones, our family members, hallelujah, our sisters and daughters and grandchildren and mothers and those that lie resident in the hospital, hallelujah, he have become a springboard and an elevator to bring many out of the spirit of despondency and discouragement. Now, Father, we, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, stand in the gap and we make up the hedge for this great man of God. We lift your servant up before you, and we decree and we declare that no weapon formed against him shall be able to prosper. We decree and we declare that the enemy's bow, the enemy's arrows, the enemy's spears, hallelujah, bless God, are returned back to sender in the name of Jesus. And right now we rebuke the devourer. We bring confusion and havoc on the camp of the enemy. We blind, hallelujah, every peeping spirit that would try to invade into the plans that you have given him, hallelujah, for your people. We thank you now, hallelujah, that you're causing him to find divine rest, strengthen his throat, Lord. God, hallelujah, cause his creativity to be renewed, cause his spirit to be revived and revigorated as he is poured out, as he's given to, Lord, a multiplicity of thousands, hallelujah, and their families. Father, only heaven knows the impact that has been made through the vehicle, amen, and the portal of prayer that you have allowed us to come through by using him to push, usher, motivate, inspire, and challenge us to come boldly before your throne. Now, God, we thank you now that we are not selfish. We are not, Lord Jesus, self-centered. We lift him up, Lord. We lift him up that he may continue to lift the body up, that he could may continue to make an impact and inroads on the powers of darkness, that he would defeat the cohorts of hell, and that, God, everything that would rise up against him, hallelujah, would be brought down and brought low. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lamb of God, we direct our prayers now to his family members, to those that, Lord Jesus Christ, are concerning, hallelujah, are concerning to him, those, Lord God, that he is concerned about. We lift up his mother, his father, his grandparents, his, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, nephews, his, Lord Jesus, niece and nephew. We lift them up, those that are connected to him, Father, he's prayed for ours. Now, God, we pray for his, and we decree and declare, hallelujah, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. We decree and declare, Father, healing is their portion. We thank you right now, Lamb of God, that sickness shall not come nigh their dwelling. Glory to God. Accidents are rebuked. Matoya, come on and pray. Pray for them. Come on. Pray for them, children. Father, you have us on here because you have used him, Lord, as the vehicle. Hallelujah. To Lord, corral us together to send a clarion call. Now let this thousand plus people that are being blessed, whose families have, Lord Jesus, partaken, hallelujah, of his, Lord, energy and his efforts, his, Lord Jesus Christ, desire to please you and his sacrifice. Now, God, we regurgitate the highest. We regurgitate, hallelujah, strength back to him. We, Lord Jesus Christ, comfort him in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we pray, Father, even as he has prepared and he's preparing for tonight and for tomorrow and for Sunday, we pray, God, divine strength. We pray divine strength. We pray you would strengthen him, strengthen his loins, strengthen his resolve, God, and deal with his physical body. Father, God, strengthen his vocal cords. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now. Supernatural, hallelujah, strength is coming upon his body. Supernatural, hallelujah, bless God, restoration is coming to his throat, to his voice. Hallelujah. Use him, Lord, like never before. And we stand guard, and we stand our watch, and we watch for every, Lord, sniper, for every, Lord Jesus Christ, spirit that lies in wait. We overthrow. We overthrow. We overthrow. Hey, hey, hey. We overthrow. We pull it down. We dissolve it. We disannul. And we nullify. We nullify the effects, the assignment, hallelujah, that it will not work. We bind the spirit of sabotage. We bind the spirit of confusion that you have not given unto it. We bind the spirit, hallelujah, hallelujah, of this Lord Jesus Christ's comfort. And we decree and declare, Father, through you, he's going to do valiantly, running through a troop and leaping over every wall. In the name of Jesus, right there for the next 15 seconds, go ahead and praise him and give God the glory right now for the next 15 seconds. Come on. Bless him with the fruit of your lips. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Libra sotole bamban sidile bakoshai. Hallelujah.
Y'all, as you see, the word of the Lord is true. That is coming out of the mouth of the prophet. I told you all on this line that God said a sign that he had spoken to us is that a politician, I said, I didn't know if it was President Biden, President Harris. I said, I don't know if it's going to be a president or a vice president. That's how the prophetic works. Sometimes you don't know exactly who, but you know what you're seeing. But I told you, I've seen a politician being rushed to the hospital. And the word of the Lord is true. President Bill Clinton, that's a president. Always remember that presidents are always presidents. Even when they come to a place, if they're not president anymore, they have security for the rest of their life because of who they was. But I also told you that God said they were going to be okay because of the prayers of the righteous. It is the prayers of the righteous that availeth much. I want us to pray this morning. Hey, Basha, I'm led to pray for every individual in the hospital. This is a selfless prayer. We are praying for those in the hospital, for those who are suffering with sickness, for those who are suffering with infirmity, for those who are suffering with disease. We are praying that all sickness is drying up. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, every individual around the world suffering with infirmity, suffering with sickness, today, as we clap our hands and we pray, we thank you that the healing power of God is flowing to every individual. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, according to Isaiah 53, by your stripes we are made whole. You ask the question, Lord, is there a balm in Gilead? Yes. There is a balm in Gilead. His name is Jesus. And I thank you today. We lift up those who are in hospitals in America, hospitals in India, hospitals in Africa, hospitals on every continent. We lift up those who are laying in the bed of affliction. God, we lift up the sick and the shut in. We lift up those who are bound by disease and bound by sickness, who are suffering with conditions in the throat. Oh, God, breathing conditions. COVID-19, cancer, tumors, fibroid tumor. Somebody's tumor just dried up just then when I said that. There's a fibroid tumor on here drying up. There's a fibroid tumor drying up. Dry up, dry up, dry up. I command them tumors to pass. Eshe, Obasha, Ikande, Ilobosha. I command them tumors to pass. Yay, my God, I feel it. Whoever that is, you better push right now in prayer. Something is warning your deliverance. But I command that tumor to pass now, my Shande. Father, I lift up those who are bound by sickness, and I declare that you are healing everywhere. You have healed 2,000 years ago at Calvary. Now, Father, I heal the sick. I cleanse the lepers by divine authority. I command all sickness, all disease, all infirmity to loose your people from the north, the south, the east, and the west. God, I enforce the blood of the covenant. I enforce the blood of Calvary. I enforce the blood that was shed for my healing. You declared in your word that you heal all disease. You heal all disease. You heal all disease. You heal all disease. And you have healed. And you have kept your word. Now in the name of Jesus, I rebuke death. I rebuke premature death. I rebuke sickness. I rebuke infirmity. I rebuke insanity. I rebuke high blood pressure, sugar diabetes. I rebuke lupus. I rebuke fibroids. I rebuke any kind of disease that will try to lay dormant in the body. Every infection, all inflammation, I command you to go. 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 Masha, ele mandele besa. Father, every pain that is in every body, pain in the bones, pain in the ankles, discomfort in the knees, discomfort in the back, discomfort in the neck, by the blood of the Lamb, by the Beoshaba, Yambiashani, Ishelemo, Mukushinamaya, Landile Biasota, by the blood, by the blood, by the blood, by the blood, I command every sickness to be arrested. I command every sickness to dissipate. I command every sickness to go. Father, I lift up doctors all over the world. God, give them wisdom. Show them how to operate. For those who are in the hospital, show them what to operate on. Father, speak to the doctors and show the doctor what to do. I rebuke blindness. I rebuke deafness. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I command tumors to dry up. I command lumps to dissolve. I cancel asthma, every bronchial problem, every problem that brings stress to the lung. I command it to go. And in the name of Jesus, I enforce healing. I enforce deliverance. I enforce the blood of the covenant and declare that they are healed. Mande be sabusha. I command healing. I come against every attack. I come against every attack that is scheduled for any individual's body at a certain age, at a certain month, at a certain time. I lift up President Joe Biden. I lift up Kamala Harris. I lift up those who are in position. Every governor, you said to pray for for those in authority. I pray for the mayors. I pray for commissioners. I pray for the fire chief. I pray for the police chief. I pray for those in authority. And I decree healing to their body. I come against weakness. I declare that they are strong today. Hey, I speak strength to the body, strength to the mind, strength to the back. Young baby, baby, shake day. I lift up my pastor. I lift up Bishop Gates today. Touch the body, touch the body, touch the body, touch the body, touch the body. Hey, Shako, ho, my Shande. Hey, Ilalabasha. I lift up the body of his wife. I decree healing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Brother Lenore, that person who came up to me to pray for them in church on last night. Wherever he is, I speak life to his body. I command his vitals, hey, by JK, to begin to change. Heal, Moshe. Heal, 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 heal. Mikande. Yeba Shatolobo, Zumandele Mekazaya, Zabohosha, Zabahosha, Zebandele Bekota, Tinani Mikiko Soluba Fande, Robo Salu, Mukunini Mikite, Hey, Elebohosha, Handele Biasa, Elebeho Komasha. Command healing over your son, command healing over your daughter, command divine healing, not only divine healing, command divine health. Decree that they will be healthy all the days of their life, and every infirmity that will come against their body, be interrupted, be interrupted, be interrupted, be subverted in the name of Jesus. Oh, it is so. Oh, it is so. Somebody's coming out the hospital today. I say somebody's coming out the hospital today. I say somebody's coming out the hospital today. Alabasha. I say Le Mandala Kuta. I say somebody's coming out the hospital today. Hele Mandala Labaya Labakanda Labakuda Labahasa. I say somebody's coming out the hospital today. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you the glory. Father, we give you the praise. And we thank you that you hear us when we pray. In the name of Jesus. You are blessed. Listen to me. We are praying again at 6 o'clock. Whatever you do, do not miss prayer this evening. Come ready. Come on fire. Come with energy. Come with tenacity. Whatever you do, ula mala, ula mandele meke solo mokutaya, ila la baba shata, hela mandala kosaya. Do not miss prayer this evening. We are praying some powerful prayers that we shall see a manifestation of. It is the prayers of the righteous that availeth much. Yes, I said it is the prayers of the righteous that availeth much. Ashala Solomon de Lekita, Likele di Andalabasa, Munanamansa, and a sign be unto you, Mikonde Lebeke Faladosa, that God is using this prayer line, and it shall affect the nations of the earth. There shall be an attempted arson of a federal building. I saw a federal building catching a fire. If it doesn't happen, it's going to be an attempted arson. I don't know if it'll be against a Congress building, you know, against the building in D.C. I don't know if it's going to be against a Capitol, but I see an attempted arson of a federal building. And this will make the news of someone who tried to maybe burn, someone maybe tried to put a fire, but this is a federal building. Could be the FBI building. Amen. It could be a courthouse, but I see a attempted arson, some kind of fire of a federal building. And you will know it to be true, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. We'll be in prayer this evening at 6 o'clock. Whatever you do, don't miss it. We are praying prayers. Again, excuse me for my tardiness on this morning. As you know, I'm traveling and moving and got on the road and had to get back 2.5 hours. So excuse my tardiness. But I'll be on time to whoop that devil this evening. Hallelujah. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. You cannot be stopped. no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Whatever you do, don't miss this evening. Tell your neighbors, your friends, everybody you know, don't miss the prayer line this evening, because something good is about to be released in their life. You are blessed. Prayer is at 12 o'clock. That's right. I said prayer. Prayer is at 12 o'clock at all the locations, whether it's in Charlotte, whether it's in Jacksonville, whether it's in Houston. Let's get in prayer. Let's be stirred to pray. Let's be challenged to pray. And we're praying at 6 p.m. on this phone. Dial this number, ready to receive what God has for you. You will not be stopped. You will not be blocked. This is your season of divine favor. I'll see you this evening. Hallelujah. If you're anywhere near the Hollywood, Florida area, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Miami, you need to see me this evening. It's going to be a powerful service, and God's going to show himself mighty. You are blessed. More grace. See you this evening. Bye-bye.